What?
I think we're live. Shh, we might be live.
Let me.
We might be live. Hello out there,
I guess,
people.
Wait, I guess we're like starting something and we're going to like talk about stuff. And
yeah, something you know, like that. You know,
there might be like facts. Yeah. And I think there's some crazy stuff going on. I don't know. It seemed like such a slow day. I don't know. Well, this is news on the flip side. Monday edition with Joe and Lily. Hi.
Peace, people. Peace, man. Peace.
What the hell? Okay.
The peace man. We're going to be the peace man tonight. No, not the policeman. The peace man. There's a difference. God, people.
No popo here. No popo here anymore.
We need... Hey. Yeah, I need some good to smoke. Send it over. Look, my address is listed on the web.
What was that?
So I just said, you sound like you need some good to smoke. I was like, send it on over.
Well, no comment.
Of course, now I live in a state where that shit ain't legal, so y'all better be careful.
Bad Joseph.
I'm just saying, you know, it's a bad state for that kind of stuff. No, people, what? I live in, you know, when I'm in New Orleans, they don't care if you smoke pot. But they've been smoking pot on Bourbon Street in a quarter for God knows. Most of the clubs when we were kids growing up, they just smoked in the clubs. Nobody cared. Mississippi, you got a joint, you're going to jail. Yeah. And even though they're going to let you off because it is a misdemeanor, they still going to take you to jail and impound your car, so you got to pay those fines. Yeah. I'm just warning y'all, so be careful, people.
Careful.
Anyway, so how you been? Things been good? Life's been good?
No. Everything has been crazy. Madness, and I'm tired, and there's just so much crap. And then I saw this one sparkling headline on the news this morning. It just made me laugh beyond belief.
Uh-oh.
It was beautiful.
This is scary now, people.
It was actually beautiful. I was just, I was nearly hysterical. It was so funny. I saw these people on the TV saying, no, they're bad people. They're criminals. Go out. Go home.
No shit.
We don't want you here. And I looked up.
I'm not saying that, people.
And I looked up. And they were Mexicans in Tijuana. Selling those Hondurans. Mainly Hondurans in the caravan. To go home.
Boy, they get nasty down in Tijuana with the Hondurans. I mean.
Boy, baby.
They're pissed. It's not just them. I mean, I was watching these caravans.
The social justice warriors, though. Think about it. If they actually saw it, if they actually took in real news and saw what was going on in the world, could you see their little faces? They're just broken hearts. Oh, God. So good.
You know, Stephanie says Lily's being a bitch. Wow, yes. Such language. Why is she being a bitch? Oh, because of the poor immigrants. Okay, wait.
I'm not first off. Immigrants.
Let's clarify. They're not immigrants. They're illegal immigrants.
Well, no, they're immigrants into Mexico.
Well, yeah, okay. Illegal immigrants into Mexico, too. They're illegal immigrants. There's nothing legal about it. Immigrants are people who come here legal.
Sure.
Illegal immigrants is what these caravans are now.
Legal aliens.
I was kind of a little leery about this first one because in the beginning it was like 28,000 people. Now it's down to, you know, a few thousand. But now there's two more coming behind
the
it.
First wave is 6,000.
Really, do you not think people, there's not some kind of organization behind this, really, people? Do you think this many people in Honduras and down there in South America are getting their shit together and just walking out by the thousands without any encouragement or any else going on or nothing promised to them? Why would you come to the United States? Because every city between where you are and where we are is telling you, you're watching the American news, don't fucking come here, please. We don't want you.
That's what I don't understand. You saw the things and the pictures of the children. It was on Time magazine. It was everywhere, and we know you saw it. And then you come as a caravan to go through that, your kids through that.
You know, I kind of was feeling, because you know I had seen a couple of CNN and some NBC, and it was like, look at all these children. So then I started doing the serious thing, and I started watching the Mexico news, okay? I was actually watching Mexico City news. So they got helicopters over these. I mean, they hovering over these all day long. Let me tell you what, guys, and you can get as mad as you want, but 75-80% of this crowd is men. There's some kids in the front, about 18 layers deep, and then there's some scattered around, but for the most part, it is men, and lots of them. Now, I'm not saying it's not fair that men should be allowed asylum, too, but okay. When large groups of men flee, it's for one of two reasons. One, yes, they're being persecuted. And two, it's because they're criminals. So I'm not saying everybody, every man in this thing is a criminal, but I would bet you 30 or 40% are.
Or they could be the ones that could work and send money back to give their family a better life. Come ahead and then bring the family over.
I'm all for letting people in the country. We need to catch up with China. I mean, they're up to 1.3 and a half billion now. So we need, and we need workers, and we need low-end workers and high-end workers. So I'm not saying we don't, but I'm with Trump on this. If you come in the country illegal, no immunity. Go to hell home. No immunity.
Except for the DACA kids, because it wasn't their choice. That's so not fair. It wasn't their choice.
And while we're on this, and I do think this right off the bat, this should be, the children should be allowed in first. But now, who's to decide? Should the mother be allowed with the child or the father be allowed with the child? Or maybe we should just do it 50-50. I'm just saying, because
you could let the family decide.
But you know what I'm saying? But it ain't going to matter, because the way they're really going to do it, they're going to bring the child in, they're going to interview the parents, and if the parents don't qualify for immunity, nobody's getting in. So they're not going to let anybody, and that's the way they're going to do it now. They're not going to do it like they used to. Obama's done this. What do you mean Obama would never do this?
The pictures that people all saw that everybody got crazy over were under Obama. But the fact is that no, we don't need to accept all these children. There are a lot of children here in America that also need homes. Like, if you want to get all guilty and
maybe we should start a new rule.
If you want to get all guilty and self-righteous and all that and bring up Christianity and all that, guess what? Provide from the overflow of your cup. All right. Yeah, you can be your brother's keeper, but unless you are together, you can't help anybody. All right. And there are plenty of passages we can cite to talk about both sides of the story. But honestly, especially if you're a parent, you got to understand this point. You have to be okay in order to take care of other people. A lot of people are middle people, or you're taking care of your parents and your kids. You have to be okay in order to take care of other people. And right now in the United States, we have a lot of internal issues we need to address. I'm talking about Flint and the lead water there. There's lead water all over the United States. There's poverty all over the United States. There's drug addiction, using the same tunnels to get the drugs in that they smuggled the people in. If we attack our internal problems, then we can be that bright, shining city on the hill and help others. We can aid others. But when my kid is starving, I'm sorry that your kid is too, but I'm not going to break off the half piece of bread so that we both die. Like, that's not even, then I say that because I was at church and they brought up that example and I was like, oh, but you feel guilty. You want to give. You have to be able to give. You can't just go willy-nilly and help everybody. You want to help everybody, but you can't. Watch New Amsterdam. He tries, but you can't. You got to accept it.
Well, you do, but you know, it really comes down to, we've got, you know, I'm listening every day to all these homeless people living under bridges around the United States, all over the place. I mean, San Francisco's basically turned into a shithole because of it, and we're going to bring in more. Now, look, if y'all want to go to California, I'm fine with that. I believe California is
reaping what they sow. People are leaving California.
I'm just saying, I believe California reaps what they sow. So, look, sure, let all the, you know what? I've said this before. Why don't we put the border along California and just let them in there?
Wait, what? What do you mean?
Put the wall. I mean, I said the border, but I meant the wall. Let's put the wall and keep all Californians in. No, what y'all got? Hollywood? Hollywood used to be something. Now it's just some liberal basket of bullshit. I said, so nobody really cares about it anymore. The music industry is not out in the West anymore. It hasn't been out West in a long time. None of the music industry.
You made me think of a really geeky point to make on that. I was like, that we'd be cutting off the sixth largest economy in the world. And actually, California has a lot of ground transportation versus flight. So that would be very hard on our economy. And then, and for the record, a lot of Californians, for years, I lived in Arizona, like almost 3 years ago now, and there was a mass influx of Californians, especially the porn industry, after they passed that law about the condoms. But anyway, the large influx of Californians. Yeah, they're leaving. Just like they left New York and went to Texas and Florida, Californians are leaving California, specifically Southern California. So, whatever.
Well, you know, you got a lot going on out there, and it's... What do you mean, Jeff? Wait, okay, first, before y'all even start on about the fires, okay, you know, I'm watching Miley Cyrus on TV at night crying about the fire. I'm thinking, you no good bitch. You got everything, anything. We know you got insurance up to yin yang. You're not going to do anything. And then I find it was others. Like, oh, what's her name? So this other really famous woman, I don't know why I can't think of her name. She's out there feeding them, going out there and helping them, bringing stuff out there to firefighters. These are filthy rich. And what do you mean about? Oh, you mean Kim Kardashian? No, he hired what's her old man's name? He hired a private fire department to keep his house safe. Y'all didn't know that? Yeah, no, he really did. It's not a rumor. It's truth.
That's my man.
And you know what? Everybody wants to hate on Kanye.
You got that money.
That's right. Everybody wants to hate on Kanye, but I'm thinking, look, if I had the money, I'd have my own private fire. I'm not going to lie about it. I get the man protecting his
tankers,
family. Shit.
Influx tankers of water. There was this one dude that had like, it was like an inflatable moat around his house to keep out flood waters. And you see the whole neighborhood flooded and you just see his house all cool. Like, if you got the money, protect your stuff. I ain't hating. Why y'all hating on that? Come on. You just mad.
I don't see. And then I love what Kim said about Kanye. Well, he just loves Trump. So it's not really so much about politics with him. He just likes the guy. Okay, look, Democrats.
They're twins. I know.
He's
shocking.
He's the black Trump.
Yeah, they're twins.
If we had
and my daughter's father is the Brazilian Trump.
That's right. If we had some orange hair on here, it'd be interesting.
Anyway, line them up.
Well, that's the thing, you know, Samantha, and how do you say it, Panika? I have no idea. I tell you what, don't we have YouTube on tonight? Why don't y'all go over to YouTube? Where the hell is YouTube at? I know I had it open. Sorry.
Why don't y'all go over to YouTube?
You know, but well, yeah, you can watch us on YouTube. But yeah, better yet, there's a chat thingy over there.
Yeah. And we both keep it open.
Well,
I keep it open.
Well, no. You know, I know y'all are used to because I let everybody hit me on my messenger on my Facebook page. All three of my personal pages.
I can't
pages.
See it there.
Yeah, but it's not fair to Lily. So that's why we're just going to start getting y'all, you know, maybe to go over there. We're going to still take questions, but we're just trying to move the audience. Remember the other night how I had all y'all calling in on the news and Flipside show? Everybody was like, yeah, people are like, wow, people called in on Nick's. We never take calls on this show, period. And then I don't know what it is, but the last couple of Wednesdays, y'all gotten damn. Like the old days driving me crazy, you know,
really?
Calls and be like, well, it was the Facebook, actually not the Facebook, it was a YouTube call group that was calling in, which was surprising because I didn't even know nobody was in there until somebody said something and I went, look, wow, there's people over here. I mean, yeah, it's only like 12, 14 people, but still, man, it was fun. They got some interesting people over there. But
Wait, I forgot. Why was she calling me the B word?
Yeah, why were you calling the B word? Oh, now you don't want to talk about it?
Yeah, it's not that I'm not sympathetic to the immigrants. I was laughing at the social justice warriors here in America who were like, you're being mean. And yet the people who are actually subjected to that influx, I didn't say invasion, I said influx, are like, get out.
My children get fed first and then the immigrants. I'm sorry, guys, but y'all can be as mean as you want. We Americans want to feed our children and you know, think about this, guys. You know how many orphanages there are in the United States? Do you know how many homeless? Do you know how many children are in foster care? And not good foster care, shitty, crappy foster care. And you want to bring more into the country.
Do you know how many American kids whose parents can't even afford to really feed them?
You know, here we finally got a generation under control, the millennials. We got y'all whooped now. None of y'all, they're going to have like one.
We're financially screwed. Yeah.
Yeah. But y'all going to only give like a quarter baby per year. So, I mean, no, I'm serious. It's an epidemic. They've been talking about it. This is a bad thing. And it's just bad. Now, hopefully the Z generation will proliferate and have 10 kids each or some shit. Meanwhile, millennials are not interested.
People are having kids later. It's misleading to look at the evidence now. Millennials are a bit older, so they should be having kids now.
It's going to be the first real generation gap in America's history. There's going to be a gap like 30 or 40
Well, then
years
y'all shouldn't have screwed the economy, and maybe we could afford to have
it. What are you going to do with that?
That's it was baby. Your generation.
I was a baby boomer. I'm an X-gen. By like two
it years. Was X-gen. It wasn't a baby
boomer. The boomers did it. The boomers
they were in the that. Boom. They were in the boom.
The boomers used to get high in their
they
office.
They sucked up the Social Security. Shit.
Yeah. No, they got out there and get they still
they're
out there
sucking up the Social Security.
And then I find out the other day the baby boomers now they're taking the McDonald's jobs away from the people. They're like, screw y'all, we want some extra money.
Yeah.
So they're getting the Social Security and they're getting their retirement and now they're going to go work at McDonald's. I'm like,
and they're not good at it. If you were good at it, I wouldn't care. but you're not good at it.
Let you kids have their jobs back, people. Y'all too damn slow. Granny man.
McDonald's is supposed to get somebody for you now, boy.
Joe, McDonald's is supposed to be your first job, not your last.
They can be first or your last, but no, McDonald's is. They and like Walmart likes to hire retirees too. But
that's fine. That's great. I love those greeters.
Yeah, I love them.
An older person just greeting. Yes, yeah, come on.
I'm always scared the old lady at the door is going to come chase me down thinking I stole something when I won't show her my receipt.
That's so funny.
I'm waiting for the cane to come out. Little bastard, come here.
That would be perfect.
I'm getting old myself, so I got to be careful. They might catch me or something, but still, it's interesting. But anyway, getting back to some more serious stuff. Before we get into the news roll, because we got a little time yet, there's a movement in our country, and I can't remember the acronym now, but it is to break up Google, Amazon, Netflix, and a couple other companies besides them. Apple. Now, this is why, and they've got some valid reasons. Most of y'all millennials are too young to understand this, but there used to be the Bell, Ma Bell. And Ma Bell controlled everything, AT&T, every state phone system, everything.
Bell Atlantic came from?
Yeah, that's why they broke up. Now, wait, it's better than that, though. And now you're going to see why it's good to break up companies.
Bad enough.
Yeah. But now you're going to see why it's good to break up companies. Monopoly. And it got so big that there was no competition. They were just ripping people off, charging whatever they want. So government said enough of this. They break them up. You get all the baby Bells, Bell Atlantic, Bell Eastern. But some of the Bells turned in to T-Mobile, to Verizon, to AT&T, and they created competition that lowered shit. There is no such thing as the internet. I mean, long distance anymore. When I was a kid, calling someone on a regular house phone, long distance. Oh my God, people!
I'm on a long distance call. Leave me alone.
Yeah. So you know,
yeah,
it was bad. Wait,
Joe, for our younger viewers, I mean, how young do you have to be? Because I remember that, you know. This is before cell phones. There was a time, and yes, I was around during that time. So you call somebody, what was it, like the next state?
Yeah, it was ridiculous. God help you want to call somebody like Hawaii or overseas or something. Even my cell today, because I got a thing for the station. Nowhere in this side of the world do I have to pay. I can call anywhere in this
side of the world.
Now I do have special rates. Now usually though, I got rates for London and Australia, but my Skype phone, which I have a number for that, is free wherever I call it, whether it's phone or Skype, because I have a Skype service, a worldwide service with them. So really, man, I'm basically for like, I ain't going to even tell you how much is really cheap, but for, you can call anywhere, anybody in the world. And then I got a little backup, you know, because we like to keep two hardline internets for the station. Well, a friend of mine a couple of years ago gave me a surprise. He gave me a phone, and it's a cool phone. Where's it at? It's somewhere around here, but it's a sat phone. Now this thing, I can be anywhere I can be out in space and call you asses. This thing can call from anywhere. Well, you can be in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. Hello, how you doing, bud?
Joe, it's a sat phone. You know you can't be out in space.
Yeah, you just be right there, aiming backwards towards your satellite.
Okay, you got to do
stuff. I'm just saying.
Anyway,
I'll be calling y'all from this. I'll be calling Space Shuttle. Hi, this is Joe. How you doing, Space Shuttle? Night. What's up going on, too?
Anyway, sorry, Lily had a geek moment. Like, hold up. But go ahead. Sorry.
They're cool. You can stream with them. They're way cheaper than they used to be. But when I say cheap, don't get me wrong, people. When I say cheap, I don't mean like your cell phone cheap. I mean the phone itself is probably about ain't that much more than a regular phone, about a grand. But the services, oh my God, man. Depending on where you are, can be just it could be a year's salary for some people. I'm just saying, man, the place shit gets crazy. But it is cool. And yeah, you can't call from anywhere in the world. But
daddy gave me a sat phone for emergencies.
That's right. So I can call anywhere. But see, this way, though, with all these companies now broke up, you know, all these Bells running loose and converted and all these things, it wiped out long distance calls altogether. It made everything way more cheaper.
And Joe, what happened in minutes?
Yeah.
600 minutes. 300 minutes.
Yeah. And then, you know, the cable company's trying
unlimited weekends.
Yeah. The cable company's trying them shit with people like, let's put bandwidth restrictions on. That's a sure way for your people to go somewhere else. Don't bandwidth restrictions.
But they want to do it legally, you know, because blah, blah, blah.
They can do it legally, but nobody's going to do it. I mean, everybody's just going to go to the company.
The bill has already been passed. They just haven't implemented it, and then it's in appeals. Not appeals.
Yes, because it's going to go to Supreme Court, and they're going to say, oh, no, we're going to let net neutrality stay. net neutrality is a good and a bad thing, people. It's a hard, they just did it wrong. If they would have wrote the bill a little differently, I think you could have kept it intact. It would have been more protection for us. But you got to remember, the net bill does protect us, but it also harms the everyday user. So it makes it hard to get right behind. When you read about the whole thing, you understand everything that's involved in it, which I understand about half of it.
Let me see it this way. It's like going from, not even the projects would be a little more like the deep web. It's like going from the inner city to the suburbs. Okay, yeah, you're safer, but you got this HOA over your head. You got way higher property taxes, and you don't have the shops right around the corner that you can walk to. You got to drive everywhere. You got to deal with all that kind of stuff. That's the best analogy I got for it. Yeah, it's nicer in some ways, but you have a lot of other responsibilities and less reasons.
It's interesting, but think of it this way, guys. So we just talked about that when Microsoft got split up, they had to give Paul Davis $63 billion. Okay, he probably deserved that because he was one of the guys who invented it along with the other guy that got screwed. But regardless, he gave him that money. Now, Paul is an entrepreneur, a true entrepreneur. This son of a bitch starts building spaceports and getting all kind of people interested in space. Because of that breakup, Elon Musk came around. You've got Sierra Nevada in space. There are 11 different private space companies, and I've been preaching for 15 years that's the only way we were getting into space.
Google, Apple, they're closed, and I have Google. And what's wrong with Netflix?
Leave it alone. Oh, Netflix got to go just because of what's her name? Rice is over there, but. Yeah, she's running it these days. Actually, and you know, it's got to be crazy, though, because the Obamas over there work for the Rice now. Rice used to work for the Obamas. Mm-hmm. A little turnabout's fair play there.
Okay, one thing
I did see the cheesy dance they did. But, you know, it was kind of sweet. It was cheesy. Yeah, I agree the dance was cheesy, but it was kind of sweet.
Adorbs.
It was, yeah, that's a good one. That's probably what it really was. people don't you see, you shouldn't hate on shit like that. There's lots of stuff to hate on the Obamas for. You know, the other day they said, well, it cost, $147,000 for the first lady to do this. And why they said that, I wrote on there, well, how much did it cost? How much is this tour costing the American public? And everybody's like, no, she pays for that. I said, no, she does not. Obama passed the bill while he was in office. They get security for life. And they're like, what? I'm like, yeah, they get security for life. I said, all these places, these dirt two run around, we're paying for that. I said, you notice the press never says anything about that, do they? For abbreviation search. Well, no, I'm looking, guys. I'm looking for, there's a fan. Is that what it is? Fag?
What? Excuse me?
Fag? Get the hell out of it. That's what it is.
Excuse me. Elaborate.
That's the acronym to break up
Google. Say, okay, what does the acronym stand for, Joe?
Wait, this doesn't even say fag to me. This says for mag. F-A-A-M-G. But they're calling it fag. What? Oh, this is just too funny. Okay, it's a U.S. tech giants are given most valuable global brands with Amazon, Apple, Facebook, Google, and Microsoft. That's what that is for. The fag, that's the fag.
Joe, can you give them a quick info, Marshall, while I step away for 2 minutes?
You're good, I got it. All right. I'm sorry, guys. Okay, well, first off, let's wait. I'm going to send this over to the other. I'll get out of the way, USA Today, for a minute. First off, Pete or Richard, all of our news comes from all legit sources. It all either comes from USA Today, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, Fox. It just depends what stories they are. I don't like Huffington Post. I try to stay away from the masses, but all the rest of them I kind of like. I don't necessarily believe them, but I kind of like them. They make good news. Yeah, see, my lovely face is here now. Lily's gone. I'm rested. Wait, let me rest my jaw on her head. Look at that. Okay, let's see. What did I do with it? Oh, yeah, that's what I was looking for. Sorry, guys. Click and click.
I swear to goodness, what just happened to you?
Click. I was resting my chin on your head. See, I got
you are the weirdest guy sometimes. I asked you to inform the people of a topic, and you do that.
I was informed of talking, man. I'm talking about the damn fag thing, but I'm waiting for the link to open up. So while I was waiting for the link, I was resting my chin on your head. See, look, I did it again.
My head shouldn't even be there since I'm not there, you weirdo.
But they know where it's at. They can see the little box down. It says Lily White underneath it. It's,
they
know where it's at. They can imagine that your head's there, okay? Actually, I'm just waiting on this link. As soon as it pops up, we'll go ahead and go through this. Actually, if I can do it old school, let's see. Maybe y'all can listen to it with us. So let's get that out the way. We'll move this over here.
I just remembered what I said we had to talk about on air. We couldn't talk about backstage.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, Lynn and I were talking before the show tonight. We got on several different topics. And we were just chatting away about Nancy Pelosi and her lovely self and how we worship the ground she walks on. And Lily said she's going to ask her for an autograph.
Actually, I really want to. And I'm okay. So just FYI, people, my family knows somebody that knows somebody that's friends with her, one that's still alive. But the person they knew that knew the person that knew are not alive. So I'm not in a good position to get the autograph anymore. But I had a chance because, famous person. I do want the autograph. I don't care. I want the reference. I do not care. Schumer spoke at my graduation. Can I get an autograph and a picture? Thank you, goodness. And I'll take a picture with a Republican. Steve Scalise, where you at? Come here. Come here. Thank you. Click, click.
Yep. Oh, look at how cute that is.
We were talking about Trump endorsing her. What was his motive? Because he has to have a motive. Why, Joe? Why would he do that, Joe?
I think Trump legit likes Nancy. I think he, wants to smack on her ass and stuff. I think he's having fantasies about her.
So the going theories are that either he wants a punching bag when it's time for his reelection, or he, my opinion would be, he wants a Democrat he can make deals with, because Nancy and Schumer made freaking deals, made concessions with him. You know, the party's pissed at him. It was a long time coming, but they didn't help themselves under Trump. I view it as a good thing because we need to be able to work with Republicans, but Democrats were pissed.
I do think that it's probably, I think it is a ladder. I think that's what's going to go on. I think he's looking. See, Trump looks at this two ways. And he can beat her up. He can beat the Democrats up. And in 2020, say, hey, look, they didn't look how good the country was doing. Look how everything was going. They took over. Look how shitty it is. It gives him a good whipping board. But better yet, he can come out better, get an easy election time by showing he can work with the Dems. The Dems will probably keep the House and get more seats. The Republicans will probably keep the Senate and most of their governorships. In the next election, he'll be president again, and everybody will be, for the most part, to be happy. The Dems won't be that happy, but the senators won't, but their House people will. You remember, the House people only get 2 years, guys. I never understood that. Why is it only 2 years? Why is it not 4 years? Why don't we just make both houses 4 years?
Joe, literally the last time we did a show together, we talked about this, because the original intent of the houses was for the House of Representatives to represent the people, and the Senate to be not direct election, but appointed to be the land-owning white males that blah, 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 to put a check on the power of the people. The founding fathers were most scared of the legislature, thinking the people would overwhelm the system with power, that they would still have efficacy. So, Cindy, no.
I wouldn't be worrying about the white old males, Cindy. I'd be worrying about the white females. Oh, yeah. They're much more vicious than the men are. I'm just warning you ahead of time. I'm just warning you. They way meaner than men are.
It's a powerful demographic because it's a quarter of the country. If half of the country was white, it's still 60. So
60, that's 61%.
Yeah, so if half of the population is female, half of the biggest racial group is, then you've got them. Come on, that's a beautiful voting block. You probably got them on issues that apply to both married and single women, older and younger.
Well, you're going to see a nice movement of females towards the political offices. The problem here is, ladies, it's just like the men had to learn. If you don't do a good job, you won't be back. It's not going to matter, because it'll be easier for females to get in office for probably the next 6 to 8 years, as long as no bad shit comes up, no Me Too's come up, no lesbian lovers come up. You know, nothing, as long as nothing stuff like that, or if you just do a shitty job, it's going to be hard to run roughshod. Even if you were to make the Congress 50% men, 50% women, it's going to be a hard thing. It's not that some men and women don't agree. It's just the overall majority, because most of the time women and men can't agree with their own selves. So, you know, if you've got a, like, say you had 100 women running the House right now, or the House, the Senate, it would still be the same Senate. There would still be, you know, 64 Republicans and, I mean, 54 Republicans and 48 Democrats. Well, it'd still be the same argument.
I wonder why that would be. Maybe because people are people. So I'm saying
it'd still be the same argument. I mean, it doesn't really matter. We try to use these things. Oh, well, a female would do better than a female wouldn't do better. It wouldn't make any difference. It would still be the same argument. And you don't have to take my word for it. Look at Nancy Pelosi. Look at Hillary Clinton.
Well, no. Those aren't good examples.
Look who we all thought Pocahontas was good, and we found out that, you know, it's just...
I still like Pocahontas.
Oh, Pocahontas is evil, man. She's done. Put a fork in her.
Pocahontas now, but I still like her. But the one thing that works to our discredit, because I do agree with you, the only oppositional point scientifically is the fact that since males have to generally have more physical strength, females became more passive aggressive, more all the skills, the social skills that go along with being a politician.
And now we're going to start letting moms bring their babies to and breastfeed in Congress? That shit's not going to fly. Because you're not gonna be able to have a baby screaming in Congress. I mean, that'd be contempt.
Joe, that was a really far jump, but that is the social justice warrior dream. Okay, I ain't nobody talking about going.
No. It just happened the other day. What do you mean it ain't a leap? Some lady sat down right there in the thing and started doing it. And because the kid was screaming. So
We don't accept it yet. Thank God.
No, because first off, and let's just be blunt about this. There's no baby needs to be anywhere around Congress. There's no business being there. A child doesn't have any business.
Are you showing the effects of a disease? Because you can show that in pictures and video nowadays. You don't need to bring the subject there.
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, there's no reason to bring anybody to Congress. Congress is exposing children to something they don't have to be exposed to. Most adults don't want to be exposed.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I don't see any reason for that. And then, I heard, what's her name? The other day, Alexandra said she gets pregnant, she'll be there to vote every day, and then she'll, you know, be off. Well, she's going to be off, 16, 20 weeks? Well, you lose your seat then, girl. Somebody's going to start voting for you.
16 weeks?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. You know, I think they give you 20. That's
not what most people get.
Senators get, though. I mean, this ain't most people. This is, what is she?
They're spoiled.
Is she a senator or is she a rep?
I thought she was a rep.
Well, that's good. That means we can kick her out in 2 years. I'm still waiting to see how she's going to afford 3 months in D.C. She's got to be there for 3 months on her own, guys. You know, but we've talked about this, and you know, my wife reminded me the other day, was it Marco Rubio slept in his office for 6 months? So, but you can't take office for three. So you got to be there for 3 months, and then you can take your office. I don't know how that's going to work out, but you got to be there. And, you know, I don't think you can take money from outside sources, because that would, you know, you're – be like bribing a congressperson.
The report came out that this dear U.S. representative-elect for New York's 14th congressional district made $10,000, $50,000 here, there, whatever. Could totally afford it. Now she may not still have that money, but I think she died.
They said that the other day she had $7,000 in her account.
Then you could put down first, last, and security, sweetheart.
$7,000. You are not living anywhere in the D.C., anywhere in the vicinity she has to live. You ain't even getting, not even a deposit, man.
Joe, yes, you are. Yes, you are, especially with your name. Please. You could put
They have to live within, I think it's 16 blocks or something. There's no way. There's a rule. They can't go live on the outskirts of D.C. Joe.
Okay, so in the area she would have to live. All right, so first, last, and security. Say she got a 2-bedroom or a bedroom with an office. She's looking at 3,000. So that's 6,000 plus security. And if 7,000 was she currently has, and blah blah blah, family, blah blah, work it around.
So she'll make it a month. So that these are 2 months out. She's in trouble, man. They were talking about just the other day because she's in lieu of losing her seat. That's what this is why this became so important. You can lose your seat over this. Because if you can't show financial stability, you can't be a congressperson. Because that means you could be easily bought off or you know, it becomes a thing. Frankly, that she even got in with, and there's something else we need to start doing while we're on this. We need to start doing better background checks, better security checks of anyone running for Congress ahead of time. Because a lot of people could be, you know, disqualified just based on their credit scores. Yeah, you can say, oh, no, you got a 500.
I'm so tired of people not getting jobs because of credit scores.
That's illegal. They can't do you that. But, I mean, they can whine and moan about it. But they can keep you from getting an apartment because of a credit score. But they can't not keep you a job. Job, you can sue them over. I don't know why they can do it over apartments and stuff like that. And down here, some places do, some places don't. Some places you go in, first thing they tell you, they want a background check and your credit score. And you know, that's just how it is. And in some places, could God give a shit? Give me some cash, you can move in. And that's the end of that. It's a strange little scenario. And some of them are in better neighborhoods, some of them worse neighborhoods. But the problem with living in New Orleans is you can be on one block and watching people get gunned down, and next block, you know, $40 million mansion. It's just a weird city. It's made like that. The blocks overlap each other. Mm-hmm. Neighborhoods overlap each other, high end to low end. And then it's hard on low end people because as the high end neighborhoods expand after Katrina, what happens is they're not intentionally pushing out the people, but as property taxes go up, some people get pushed out because they can't afford the freaking property tax anymore. Where they 1 year they were paying $400, now they're paying $4,000. And the next year they're paying $12,000. They're like, well, what the hell? Because you know your house that was worth $30,000 is now.
Joe, are you really going to say that's not intentional? Gentrification.
No, actually, here it's not. No, here it's not. It's because it's like most big cities. There's nothing left to build on.
No, but they're doing that around the globe because it's a 30 to 50 year cycle where you build up the suburbs, have people move out, and that's the it thing. Then the city goes down and blah, 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 and then you move them back into the city.
But you see, New Orleans is smarter than that. We were the first ones to get rid of the ghettos. We've learned
you all that. Weren't smarter. You had the opportunity after you were destroyed.
No, we were smarter. No, this was something that was going on before Katrina. But what I mean by that is the way they set this up is that, okay, when – let's say that they're pushing this neighborhood in, right? So there'll be 5 really nice homes. The 6th one has to be affordable housing.
They did that in New York a long time.
Yeah, but not in these kind of neighborhoods they did. These are exclusive. These are exclusive neighborhoods that they're doing this in. And then in where the condos are, every 7th condo has to be low rent. And what it does, and even the people who live there will tell you, because after you see like the second generation of kids, they got a whole different attitude.
The second generation, yeah.
Even the first generation starts to change because they're accepted in a whole different, layer. And they're mingling people with they don't usually hear stories about. And it does. And these people, a lot of times, because they see these kids, take an interest in them. You know, so it's a good, good, good thing all the way around. And it's getting rid of poverty. It's getting rid of crime in our city. Projects were just cesspools.
That's not the process of gentrification. Unfortunately, gentrification just kicks the disenfranchised / poor people out. So you don't have the mixing.
Yeah, we see that's the problem for New Orleans is a lot of our mayors were poor people when they started. And they remember their roots. So they were trying to make sure.
How is that a problem?
It's a problem for if you don't want to go along with the progressive way because this is the way they're doing it. They're just showing, hey, look, this is how we are. So we're trying to make sure they are lining their pockets. I mean, that's why, Mr. Chocolate City's in jail. But they try to level the playing field. They really do. Sometimes it slips backwards. And sometimes what happens is they'll go too far. And then you'll see like
all these businesses. That's usually what happens. That's why you have to have a balance. People go too far when they have too much power.
But it's getting better. I mean, it takes time, and another 100 years. Not even that. Really and truly, the millennials are the first really entitled generation as a whole generation in the country's history.
Can you redefine entitled? Every time you say that, it bothers.
Well, I don't like the entitled word.
Yeah, the word.
I understand. I don't. But it's the best fitting word because it's really what it is. It's the first generation even though they got screwed in a couple of ways from high, you know, from when they first came out for low job things and from high school, which they're trying to balance that out. So hopefully they'll get that figured out. But they're the first generation that did not have to go out there and do it.
They can
take their time. They can do what they want. Most of them, you know, as we see now, they're starting to get in their mid-30s. We're starting to see a basic change, a fundamental change. But they're a generation who it doesn't – the parents don't care if they're at home. And the parents aren't saying you got to pay every day you live here. It's just a different generation.
The parents are.
Well, I agree with that, but still.
It's, let's be frank. The good parents are. Yeah, at least pay your own freaking bills. Thank you.
Jesus. So, I mean, that kind of stuff. So it's really the first time. So the Z generation is watching this. So they're going to try to balance y'all out.
Yeah.
Plus, I hate to tell you, I'm predicting this ahead of time.
But what the Z generation got to see the millennials struggle and try different things and all the different things that actually came about as a result of the changes that came about during our lives since we came up during the internet evolution.
I'm making a prediction.
We didn't always have it, but go ahead. Yeah.
I'm making a prediction. The Z generation is going to rediscover sex. And they're going to be the most prolific generation since the Lost generation, which averaged six children a family.
I would qualify that with they'll be the generation that goes back to 2.5 and maybe 3 kids.
Yeah, probably
because
so.
They'll be more financially stable because they saw the millennial struggle and got to learn from the struggle.
I told y'all you're being a joke. Y'all thought I was kidding you when I told you the millennial is going to average a quarter child. Right now they're at like a half or three quarters or something. They end up like at a quarter because
honey, it's more I'm than not that, having because, another kid unless I have
but it's more than that man. They estimate that 50-60% of millennials have, I don't want to call it an abnormal or a low normal interest in sex. They're preoccupied. They're not as social. They like to be, you know, a lot more online. They're not going out and dating. Do y'all know how many clubs have closed across the United States since the millennials have become drinking age? You would never guess. I kind of wondered because down here, over 100 clubs closed across the entire
country. Can I tell you something?
Over 61,000.
Joe, can I tell you something?
That just means that X and
No. Let me tell you. Let me tell you just how hard it is. I look at my friends. No. We're all alcoholics. Millennials drink like nobody business. Okay, we've invented new ways of drinking.
Yeah, I'll drink that currently.
We drink like nobody business. People drink wine. No, we drink. Millennials drink. Let me tell you. I'm looking at my friends and I'm like, all right, so you trying to go out tonight? That's 5 of us. You gonna buy a round? $6 a round. Really, whoever comes or whatever, we say you spend $40-$50 a round, and $12 drink, $6 drink on a and a happy hour on a special. All I can see is you done spent at least $50 if just you got 3 drinks and bought a couple shots with somebody else. Now my ass knows that I can buy a bottle for $20-$30 and be good for the week. And y'all can come chill. We can play games. We can listen to music. We can watch stuff. We can talk it up, chat. We can even be productive.
Yeah,
and
I agree,
we could
Sarah.
Go out. And we could go out. We could go out before, after, whatever. We could
Sarah
pregame.
Says millennials are whack. What generation are you, Sarah, by the way?
We are poor. You're a Z poor.
Wait. Are you Z gener? Like, are you like even legal to be talking on this show? I mean, you're
right,
18
right,
at least, right?
We poor. Let me tell y'all something. I am upper middle class. If it's just me as a single person. Now that I have a child, okay, if I didn't have her, I'd be living comfortably, somewhat comfortably in DC. With a child, I am poor. Y'all don't understand just how little money I actually have at the end of every month. Okay.
It ain't bills. A joke.
Bills, baby, bills. Yeah. Like the lifestyle is different.
Oh, guys, she went and bought a Maserati. I don't feel sorry for her.
That's another thing. I bought a Mini Cooper Countryman, and I just got the freaking recall notice. I ain't playing with y'all. Look at it.
Oh, man.
Life. I was so happy because I got the car. It's a 2018, but I paid used car price because it was an executive loaner. So that's like $10,000 off. I mean, once you drive it off the lot, you know, the depreciation. That's why I said I would always buy a used car. So I paid used car price. Everybody's like, oh, you big pimping. You paying in BMW.
That's the way you do it. You never, yeah. People don't understand. Ever. The day you buy a new car, you lose a third the day you drive it off the damn showroom.
Exactly.
There ain't no getting that back either. So you just.
But people don't see, they don't know that. So they just think you bought this $35,000 car. I'm like, I ain't nobody paying that. No, baby, no.
I know my business partner Ooh. Just bought a brand new 2018 Chevy four-door pickup truck. Wow. So he's out, because he got his total. He just paid his truck off and somebody rear-ended it. He's so pissed. Oh. And then the insurance comes like, I ain't giving you no money for it. So they're like, oh, come on. So anyway, they gave him a couple grand. But so he's out hunting a new truck.
Couple grand? Chevy.
Now, the Chevy got
25.
It's got
25. It's 24,000 APR.
Well, and the truck, what he's got in, it was 38, almost 39.
Plus interest.
So some company bought it before he had it. So they had it for 6 months and then they sent it back and he got it for 31. Yes. And he put 10 down on it. So he 21
yes.
he finds.
Yes.
Still, yeah. it's a nice truck. It's nice. It's not a Ford, but it's a nice truck.
But people I brought it up because people don't understand. Like, so I have to have a car. I literally did this math today. Maybe I could park my car at the metro station so I don't have to go up 5 blocks all uphill and sweat through my clothes before I get to work, where I got to look nice because I'm a consultant. I got to drop my daughter off. Crap, I can't even park. Can't even save money, take the metro. Can't even save money on gas. I bought the car because the Uber was costing too much. And that's when the sitter would come to the house. But now she's in daycare. I have to get her there. I have to take that. It just all these things and the money. And you don't have a choice and you have to pay for it. And people are like, they think you got a good job. Oh, you got money. And I'm like, no, it's gone. I have to have a phone because when I'm working and I'm on site, I have to have reception because that's my only real tool. That's my internet for my computer as well. I got to have the crazy, stupid, expensive Verizon phone. You don't understand, Joe?
I think Verizon was off me a pretty good deal the other day.
You feel like it's a good deal because they've already ripped you off from the start. But
well, no, I'm paying AT&T. AT&T is killing me, people. I got 3 phones. I think I pay $250 a month for them.
Yeah,
they're taking me to the cleaners. that's all I can say. But they really are. They get ready to go bye bye. But anyway, I know we're getting like last. Oh no, we gotta go quick. Oh shit.
Oh, woo.
Pretty girl's coming on in a few minutes. So
she's we'll actually here. Yay.
I don't know. I haven't. Shit. I'm sorry, guys. I haven't looked. Yeah. But I will in just a second.
We had so many stories we didn't get to cover. Let's do a quick.
Well, let's see.
Speed run. New segment. Speed run.
Okay. Another shooting in Chicago. Of course, it's in Chicago.
Near a hospital. Near
hospitals, but still not there. Oh, this guy here, man. See, we could do a whole show. It's fucking
that
beep. Damn, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Said the first time this guy like passed 2 polygraphs when he said that his wife he strangled his wife because he strangled the kid.
73% accurate polygraph. This guy, Joe can pass it, please.
I think it was full of shit. I think it was just some what do you call
basic
it?
Basic polygraph, not a real
internet
one.
News. I think it was internet news. We'll leave it at that. Spaced Out Radio. Yes, it's one of our regular shows. And this idiot here, Chipotle manager fired for reportedly asking customers to pay for an order ahead of time.
Please, no.
Okay, now, I didn't read the story. So was this like a racial thing or was this just a stupid thing where,
Either one's bad, though.
So. Pay me and then, Chipotle's in deep trouble. I mean, I wouldn't eat there. I tried eating Chipotle 3 times. Every time I went to the food, it's cold, nasty. No wonder they always got some.
Oh, your Chipotle's are bad.
And then the girl tried to grab me in the ass, so she Me Too'd me. I was like, oh my God.
From Chipotle.
Dumb Norwegian, she tried to grab us because I got one of them big asses.
No, like a big booty.
It's easy to grab. I mean, come on, you get a little tiny.
Speed run, Joe.
Anyway, now this one here. No, I'm serious. Oh no, that's not even the first time. We're not gonna get enough time to get into that argument. But you come back next
week. Men can be harassed as well, ladies.
That's right. Bill Maher blames Stan Lee for making America stupider. Bill, I think you're making America stupider. So,
but I love the Mahars. I stood by him. He's fun to listen to. I stood by him, but this one,
you actually, know, Jackie,
Stan Lee just died. You stupid.
And Jackie. Well, I don't, he maybe is fine. I don't know. I think he's gay. Everybody gives me shit when I call him gay. I think him and Anderson Pooper are having an affair, and they bring Rachel Mad Cow Maddow in to watch.
That would be, I would pay.
I think I might pay.
Yeah, I would pay. Rachel nasty. Rachel is the best. That gun-toting little liberal.
I bet you she'd be slinging some stuff. No, we're not going at him. I'll change the whole rating of the show.
Family show, family show, family show, family show, family show. Love Rachel.
Wheels of change are in motion for oil. This is actually interesting because a lot of these countries are going to really start pushing to get oil out of the countries, which is great for us because they'll be cleaning the planet, so we'll get to still use our gas, powerful cars and tanks and jets while they're over there using put electric and shit. Yeah, the Russians like this idea too, trust me.
Yeah.
By the way, before we get out of here, a couple of quick things. One, why isn't the CIA in trouble? Because someone leaked about they think the prince was involved. So now Saudi said, because of that, and somebody else in their infinite wisdom said that Iran could have sanctions for Iraq's oil, for them to sell oil to Iraq. I thought Iraq had its own damn oil, but we're going to leave that alone. So Saudi's pissed now. You know, right now, I can get gas down here for $1.99 a gallon.
What?
It's average at about $2.12, but I can get it for $1.99 a gallon. So if they leave Mr. Saudi alone. Jesus Christ, girl. If they would leave pretty Saudi boy alone, then here in about 2 months, who cares? America. I know sooner or later this show is going to cost at least a million people's ears.
Dual citizen.
Does any of y'all give a shit that this guy is dead?
Yes, I mean, he's a really. Reporter, an American citizen. He was Saudi. No.
He wasn't an American citizen. He was a Saudi Arabian.
Dual.
And he talked shit about the prince and he worked for the king. He got what he deserved.
Un-American.
Oh, and you want to know what he got, guys? They drugged him, cut him into pieces, and boiled him in acid till there was nothing left. He knew this.
Standard.
He knew shit that's happened to people who was around, you know, the king and the son.
Why
would you talk shit about him and then go to the embassy? The boy must have had balls the size of Gibraltar.
He was getting papers for his marriage.
Yeah, he was getting papers, all right. Dumbass. What are we going to do? Oh, wait, look at this chick. She looks... You can't come to my country. Close that mouth. You can't. You look angry. We got enough angry people here.
Hi. Yes.
Tijuana Rants. wait. Let's see. Tijuana.
That's my baby. Residents. That's my
chant
baby.
Chant out loud.
Baby.
Yeah. Hey, they were all gone.
Yeah.
Oh, see, here she is. Stacey Abrams.
Abrams.
Yeah, I wonder if she's related to the boy who does the movies. No shit, she's white. He's white. Like I didn't know that. Come on, don't be stupid. That was a setup. You fell right into it. Anyway,
much love.
I was talking with Lily and I were talking about this lady before the break. I don't know. I don't know if she's a sore loser or she got screwed. There's no way to know.
Both.
And she might be both. Sore. I mean, this, you know. I got a lot of friends in Georgia. I got a lot of family in Georgia. I haven't really heard of any voter suppression there, other than from her. I have heard about shit like in Atlanta, in mainstream downtown Richie White Atlanta, the voting machines went down for almost a half a day. I also heard out in some of the suburbs they went down for a couple of hours. I heard out in some of the other neighbors. It sounds like, I don't think, I hate to say this, people, but I don't think this was targeted at any particular person. I think the asshole, the guy who got one because he was in charge of the elections, screwed the pooch. I don't think he knew what he was doing. I think you've had... From what I've actually heard, you had 7 to 9 districts that had voter problems.
Joe, we got
to
wrap it up real quick. But I will say, when you are trying to hide something, you hide it in plain sight. Don't make it look obvious. And stay tuned for Paranormal Connections with the beautiful, illustrious.
This guy looks like he's possessed. I'm sorry, guys.
I tried.
Look at this guy.
I tried. Yes, he does. I know. He looks weird as hell.
Oh, and see, this guy.
They both are creepy. They're both
okay. The guy on the right won. The guy on the left lost. But look at these two faces. The guy on the left just kind of looks like, what? And the guy on the right kind of looks like, woo-hoo. I'm not sure what's going on here. Oh, come on, look at these two goofies. I've said this before. I hate. I don't discriminate when I hate
people.
Equal lines, baby. Equal lines. Hey, don't matter what sex you are, what color you are. If you've done something stupid, you're going to get hated on. But
like
we really
having a face that makes faces.
Yeah, we really do have to go on and bring on the
Paranormal.
George. Oh, she's always getting in trouble. She stays in trouble. Kathy both live in Facebook hell, man.
Okay,
well, I'm not kidding y'all, guys. They both stay in Facebook, Kelly.
Joseph, thank you for joining us tonight. Same time, same place, every Monday night. News on the flip side. Joe Montez and Lily White. Thank you, guys. We tried to cover so much. I'm sorry. We, you know.
No, we should technically cover. We'll